those who fought the fires all day yesterday, the fire tenders, the firefighters, particularly, and I want to give praise to the many hundreds of volunteers who assisted from all parts of the county, the many farmers that came with slurry tanks, the helicopter which is hired in by the council. All of those did exceptional work, and then at about 5 o'clock the large helicopter arrived from the army and they saved the houses in the village of Kincashla. But of course I, like many of those in West Donegal, are furious at the 7-hour delay before the large helicopter arrived. At one stage there was doubt whether it would be sent at all, so while we're happy that everything is under control, there's one holiday home which was burned in the Annagry area. Many other houses were in serious difficulties. Even the fascia board in the houses was melting. However, we're grateful that no other serious damage happened.
Is it time for a protocol to be introduced whereby this can be done more speedily? Because when you have politicians going on the airwaves calling on ministers to intervene, that's sloppy. Surely there must be some better way of organising it so that there can be an immediate response.
Well, the facts in relation to yesterday is that at 9:30, the local authority, Donegal County Council, requested assistance from the army. I called 1 hour afterwards, and I spent the day in constant contact with the Minister Keogh in this case, and nothing was happening until late in the afternoon. Of course, that's exactly as it should be. There should be a protocol in place, and if we're to learn anything from the experience of yesterday, there has to be a full written report made available, and I would hope that that would result in putting a protocol in place with a view to ensuring that this never happens again, that immediately the local authority invites the army in, that there is making a statement that is so serious that their assistance is required. And of course, the mere fact that the council brought in a private helicopter from the west of Ireland, that in itself made a statement that it was that it required backup from the army.